Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
Tom's did the What's Happening Today, so let's have Tom's story, please. Here we go. A 19-year-old has turned down the offer of a free Tesla Model 3 in return for deleting his Twitter accounts, which tracks the location of Elon Musk's private jet. Have you heard about this guy?
I have not.
He basically has a Twitter account that tracks down wherever Elon Musk is or wherever his jet is.
How?
How's he done that,
he
Tom?
He uses, like, the satellites and the mini-bots on his private jet to, like, communicate, and he's hacked into, like, one of the satellites, I think, and then he's tracking all the different billionaires. So it's not just Elon Musk.
It's to do with also green and eco stuff, isn't it? That's why he's doing it.
So, but has he said, like, so is it Elon Musk has said to him, I'll give you a Tesla if you stop doing this?
No, last week he offered him 10 grand or 5 grand?
£5,000
to stop.
Said no.
Yeah, he said no and asked for an internship.
Yes.
At SpaceX or Tesla instead.
Right.
So this week, Elon Musk has offered him a Tesla Model 3. And again,
What's one of them worth?
Probably 50? Quite a lot.
Well, the Model 3s, aren't they 50 grand?
Let's have a look.
I think they're about, I think they're sort of 50, 60.
So he's still like saying,
he's up
wow
for the money.
No. Wow, it's 42 grand.
42, yeah, so it's about right. So 5,000 he was offered last week to take down the Twitter page. He said, no, I want an internship at SpaceX or Tesla. He's not fussy. Yeah. He's not fussy. Either the one with the space rockets or the Tesla car. I want an apprenticeship. I can't believe he hasn't got this yet.
Yeah, it's mental.
He will do next week.
I don't know why. Why would it? I mean, this guy's managed to hack into a Twitter account to track an aeroplane. He's obviously quite switched on.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying it. It's not like, that's hard to do. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't go, well, you want me to, I could track a jet with a mini bot. So I wouldn't know what on earth you're talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds,
when the kids are playing Fortnite and they're going, no, that's not a real player, that's a bot. I'm like, what?
Now, do you understand this a little bit? I've got a friend who I won't mention for obvious reasons, his name.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who, there was a thing, MI5 put a thing on the internet saying, if you can crack this code, we want you.
Yeah.
So he cracked the code just for fun.
Yeah.
And then when they emailed him saying, like, we want to offer you the job, he said, no, I like my job. I just wanted to crack your code, your little silly code. and didn't take the job.
And not many people cracked it, I take
it. No, couldn't, because it's MI5.
That's incredible. In the latest attempt to get Jack Sweeney, what a name, his name's Jack Sweeney.
Oh, this guy needs
Jack Sweeney the Hack. Oh, what a letty.
Have you just added the Hack?
Jack the Hack Sweeney, I was going to call him, but no. Jack Sweeney the Hack, or Jack, I think Jack the Hack. Jack the Hack Sweeney.
Yeah, I mean,
if he's a character in his own film, which he will be one day, he'll be called Jack the Hack Sweeney.
Yeah.
So in the latest attempt to get Jack the Hack to delete his account, Elon Musk has tried to offer him a Tesla, which Sweeney has declined, and again asked for an internship. We'll follow that. Can you follow that story, please?
Yeah, sure thing.
Follow that story. I want to see how he gets on.
I like that.
Because he could be our next producer. I'm just saying. I mean, the guy sounds switched on.
I mean, the guy walking past the pier now could be our next producer.
Yeah, it's true. Rebecca said 7 magpies are a secret never to be told, which we didn't ask for, Rebecca. That's not what we were. That's
no,
not where we were going.
Yeah, but we were talking about secrets
and and phrases.
And now someone else. What, we haven't asked for this.
1 for sadness, 2 for joy, 3 for a girl, 4 for a boy, 5 for silver, 6 for gold, and 7 for a secret never to be told. So there you go. We've had more texts on secrets and magpies than anything else today. Adam says, I'm doing a master's degree, but I've changed my mind about being a scientist and decided to apply to medical school. I have to reset A-level chemistry, so I'm really happy to hear on your news there, telling us the topics in advance and making them easier. Is that what we said in the news?
Yeah,
what we're doing?
We did.
Yeah.
Because I said to you off air, I said, that's a little bit unfair for the people that have already done the exams that it was harder for. Which
I would have thought
fair.
So. Chili says, what's happening as usual, it's rabbit related. 3 in my car, had successful surgeries today.
3 in my care. Not in a car.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's the dyslexia, sorry. I just saw car.
I just read better than you.
I just did reading better than you did.
Yeah, reading much better than you.
That and I'm still amused that Ross and John got to meet the rabbit. When did this happen? Ross and John getting to meet rabbits? What was that happening?
Yeah, that was on Saturday.
They met a rabbit?
Yeah. On the radio.
Yeah, and they got their own pairs of socks from Chile as well.
On the radio?
Yep.
At the weekend,
yeah,
they met. So some of their content,
I wish I'd tuned in.
Some
now.
Of their content on the weekend was meeting a rabbit on air.
Yeah,
is that what you're telling me?
They met the rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah.
It must have been a slow news day.
Look at us just doing what's happening.
Yeah.
We should be meeting animals. talks to the animals.
Now say drive time.
Max, sweet boys, hope you're good. Sweet. Boys, hope you're good, rather than sweet boys. Hope you're good. Commas in the wrong place there, Mac. Terry and Tilbury for Martin and Sue in the morning. If you love Wordle, you'll love Lingo on ITV. That's Terry emailing the Martin and Sue show at 21 minutes past four on a Monday afternoon.
Brilliant.
Trevor, magpie rhyme goes to 10. 8 for a wish, 9 for a kiss, 10 for a bird you should not miss.
So, I mean, I know we haven't asked for this to actually happen, people doing that. But I'm confused because I've always known some of them. But when I see one magpie,
yeah,
I say, good morning, Mr. Magpie, and salute it. Because that's what...
Sorry, what?
That's what I do.
Why?
You just had a go at Ross and John for talking to a rabbit. And you're saluting magpies on your daily walks around.
Please tell me that I'm not fully mental.
Okay. Right. Okay, Scott. So, you're not fully mental.
I was told that it's bad luck if you see... If you see one... Yeah, one for... Right, so
yeah, one
you
for
can get rid of the sadness. Right, you can get rid of the sadness by saying, good morning, Mr. Magpie.
Yeah.
And I salute you, and you salute the magpie.
Salute the magpie.
And that's what I... Genuinely, if I see one magpie, magpie fly into my garden, I say, morning, Mr. Magpie, I salute you.
What about pigeons?
I say, get out of my garden, you dirty animal.
Daniel, so one for sadness, two for joy, but you're going, hang on a minute, yeah, but there is. If you don't do the little salute thing, there will be sadness.
Yeah.
But if you do the little salute thing, I've never had sadness seeing a magpie. I don't think I've ever, and the thing is,
but
you'll always...
Sadness could be like walking into a door.
Yeah, but there'll always be sadness in your week. Something will be in your week. Somebody that you know, there'll be something.
You're getting rid of some of the sadness.
But you don't know that. That's the whole point. And it's a bird. It can't, if you think about it, you can't,
Yeah, but, okay.
By saluting a magpie.
You could say that about anything. When I watch Arsenal, I wear my lucky pants. And if they win, I think it's the lucky pants. Sometimes they lose, I'm wearing the lucky pants. Like, oh, the pants didn't work.
I wear my Watford lucky shirt, and I have done, I'm nearly crying now. I have done for the last 307 games it's been since we've had a clean sheet.
You wouldn't walk under
a ladder. It doesn't work.
You wouldn't walk under a ladder, would you? You wouldn't walk under a ladder.
Well, no, because that's unlucky, because something on top of the ladder might fall on me.
That's not why.
I wouldn't have a problem walking on the cracks of pavements.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, of course, why would I? I don't know what's supposed to... I don't know what would happen.
Well, I don't want to be you and find out.
When Boris Johnson, right, took over the leadership...
Are we talking about parties now?
No, when Boris Johnson took over the whole country thing... And he'd just done Brexit and he thought, well, that was easy. And he sat back and they went, oh, there's this cold in China that might be bad. And he went, nah, it'll be fine. He didn't see a magpie that night and wake up in the morning and go, oh, it's a pandemic. That's annoying.
He might have walked under some ladders. Come on,
follow the noise. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Good picture of you earlier, Stevie. I've seen the picture of you with a Brit Award.
It's a Brit Award I won a few years back.
What was it for?
I think probably Singer of the Century.
Singer of the Century is probably my favourite Brit Award, that one.
Or was it your mates?
Is it Bring Your Brit Award to Work Day?
It is.
No one told me this.
Would you have engineered
yeah.
this?
Yeah. I would have borrowed yours.
As soon as I knew that there was a possibility that I could see, touch and hold a Brit Award, I made it happen. And in case anybody didn't know, on the big massive whiteboard that we have in the office, I wrote Scott, Bring Your Brit Award on Tuesday.
And he did bring his Brit Award.
Yep.
And it was amazing. I've seen it before because when I used to go and play, when you had a pool table in your games room.
Yeah.
All the awards. It's not just Brits. Smash it. All of the awards that you've seen as you've grown up are behind you. So every time. And the reason I was so bad at pool at your house is because I was scared every time I took a shot. Because I was thinking, I'm going to knock a Brit off the wall.
Yeah.
Award for what was it? Best haircut?
No, it was two years running.
It wasn't a haircut.
No, Smash It was. But he came in and I didn't see any Brit Award anywhere.
Where did I pull it from?
He did look like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
It looked like a trick.
But that's where it was.
Yeah, he pulled it from somewhere that I'm not sure we can say on the radio.
Yeah, he
at
did.
3 in the afternoon.
He did.
But it from the back of my trousers.
I said to him, I was like, where's the Brit Award? Where's the Brit Award?
And he quite was like, angrily like that, wasn't it? It was quite your Scottish accent really come out.
I forgot.
You sounded like Braveheart.
Cross between Braveheart and Nicola Sturgeon.
Yes.
I wanted the Brit Award.
And Alexi Sale.
and then he was like, oh, I forgot it. I'm really
he did
busy.
That. He did that, yeah.
And the crushing disappointment that I felt.
Yeah.
And then
you
he
looked angry.
Whipped it out. I was angry.
I whipped out the Brit Award days.
So, and the Brit Award was for
Best Pop Act.
And the speech went a little something like this.
Oh my God!
So we play that a lot on the show. But just to point out, that is actually Scott. Actually, on stage accepting a Brit Award.
It is.
Did they tell you before you win that you're going to win?
No, because otherwise there would be more than...
Oh my God!
I'd imagine.
No, actually, what happened, because it's Brit Award Day, so actually what happened was, Jay went up and he took the Brit Award and he politely said that he wants Chris Moyles to stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
I remember that. I remember the speech.
And I remember standing there thinking, Or say thank you to the record label and the fans. And then I thought, I'm not going to get a moment to say anything. And I'd had a few drinks, so I said, oh my God! And that's it, really.
And do you get to leave with it, or do they? Is it like a prop that they take?
No,
and then
you leave with it, and they actually, we asked for one each, because, like, so there was actually six made. So the original went to the management company.
Yeah.
And then the ones with, like, so my one actually says Scott from Five, Best Pop Act.
Mm.
So, or yeah, I think it says Scott from Five, my official birth name.
It's much heavier than you think it's going to be.
Well, yeah, it's been Christmas.
How much did a little bit of weight?
Oh, you mean the Brit? Oh.
How much did S Club 7 Paul sell his Brit Award for? Because he sold his on eBay, yes. Didn't he?
He tried.
Did Ab sell his as well?
No, he tried to.
He
tried to jump on the bandwagon and failed. I think. I think that's what happened. But I mean, I actually don't think the sale ever went through for Paul.
S Club 7's Paul Cattermole has put his 2000 Best Newcomer Brit Award back on eBay after the previous winning bid failed to pay up.
That's it.
The singer previously told Newsbeat he was selling the award because he's skint.
Yeah, and someone put a bid on it for a
66k.
Lot of money. £66,000.
£66,000.
And then they failed to pay.
Quid.
But do you know what, right? I've said this and people think I'm... Like, that Brit Award is priceless to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
It means more than the money that...
Yeah, of course.
Anyone, like, and when I heard that Abs was going to sell his, I was like, you're selling something that so many people can never have.
Yeah.
Like, it is priceless.
Yeah.
Although,
did you ever give any of these awards? You never gave any of these to your mum and dad for their mantelpiece, did you?
My mum and dad have got lots of the multi-platinum and, you know, 20 million album record sales and all that. They've got them.
I've got a platinum. I've got one.
Chris has got one.
I've got one.
My birthday is Friday the 11th of March. Take you home.
The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
This might be the first week since Christmas that feels like it's dragging.
No, it doesn't.
It's only Tuesday.
Me. No, it doesn't for me. It feels,
okay.
Feels like...
I think it's because the football's on tonight and now it kind of feels Friday-ish.
It does feel a little bit Friday-ish, although the Brits is on as well.
The Brits is on as well, that's true.
Do you know it's bring a Brit to work day?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did it. Who else has brought the Brit?
You were the only one that remembered, I think.
Yeah, why is it? I come in with me Brit.
I know, no one else did.
You know, because it's like, you know, dress down Friday and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your Brit to work day. I don't think
anyone else said it's bring your Brit to work day. You said it yesterday. Let's do bring your Brit to work day.
No.
And
no.
You brought your Brit
said,
in.
Please bring your Brit to work. Please bring your Brit to work.
How many pictures has Stevie had of you and him and your Brit?
He's quite a few. A
few of them.
He sent them to his mum.
Is there any on the socials?
I think so.
Producer Tom?
I believe so, yeah. Well,
there are pictures on our socials of Stevie with a Brit.
Not on our socials.
We need to get
them
on our socials. No, get them on our socials.
All right.
Everybody's asked me, everyone said that what we want, because I did a big research campaign a couple of years ago about what do you want on the socials of Radio Essex. Top answer, Stevie from News. Didn't even work here at the time. Stevie from News with a Brit Award. That was the top answer.
That's almost unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but I've said it. So it's definitely true. Yeah.
Do you know, I'm currently live on the radio and live on Instagram, and... I've just got my Brit covering my face.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Yeah, good. I thought Amory did really well just carrying on last night. I bet
it wasn't as bad as when Madonna backflipped.
No, that was horrendous.
But I watched it, and I was like, oh, I felt for her so much. She done so well to actually carry on singing, and in tune as well. She was brilliant. But what got me was how she, I'd had to have mentioned it. I think you've got to like laugh it off a little bit. Like she didn't, she just pretended like it hadn't happened. But like, because I mean, I've done it. Like I've made a mistake live on television, and I fell over a speaker on stage once. And it's mortifying. Like it really, honestly, I went to jump on a speaker and fell, right? And this weren't that long ago. But I just owned it. I stopped straight away. I stopped straight away and went, if anyone's got that footage, make sure you send it, put it on YouTube, whatever. I said, because it's priceless. But like, she just carried on.
Yeah, and we always say on the radio, don't we? You do hear, sometimes you'll hear on the radio a big mistake and then the DJ won't mention it, won't say anything. We're always like, oh, yeah, that's me. I've pressed the wrong button.
I think of everybody here, I probably have the most sympathy with Anne-Marie. Because what she would have felt is when I make a mistake, the crushing disappointment that fills your whole body, right? and you still have to carry on. So I'm sitting there going, Stevie, you're an idiot, but still having to read the news.
But the difference is you never recover from your mistake. what happens is you do a mistake and it fills your heart, like, because your whole body goes tense and you go,
you know,
they're
going to
mention
it.
They're going to mention it, so you never recover. She's tried to style it out that much. But, I mean, she fell.
Well, it's not as bad as Madonna. I've seen Tom googling Madonna. Tom, have you actually seen the Madonna one?
Have you not seen the Madonna one before?
No.
Oh, wow, this is. Have you got it in front of you?
I was having a look.
Is it, you've got the YouTube video
actually,
in front of you?
No, I was just having a look.
I must say,
pictures.
When I watched the Madonna one and she was walking up the stairs, my mum went, something's going to happen to her, and then they yanked the cape.
But that's not the worst one.
What's the worst one?
I mean, come on. When Gemma Collins fell off the stage.
But Gemma Collins was on stage shouting into the audience. She wasn't trying to sing a song in tune, was she?
What about when the guy at the end of X Factor, he playing his guitar, walking backwards, and he fell straight off the stage? I mean, there's been some caucus.
Yeah.
The Madonna one I love.
Yeah, the Madonna. Yeah, I mean, I love the Madonna one because I don't like
Madonna.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex Sport.
Tottenham head into tomorrow's FA Cup tie with Brighton with a new-look squad following a busy transfer deadline day. Juventus pair Dejan Kulusevski and Rodrigo.
Oh, we're just waiting, Rodrigo.
Bentancur. So have signed for Spurs, while four players and my reputation has departed. They also missed out on Porto star Luis Diaz, who joined the Premier League rivals Liverpool.
Yeah.
Boss Antonio Conte says every effort was made to finish the window stronger than when they started, unlike my career.
The club tried to do the best. You know very well that in January is not easy, it's not simple. And I think the club tried to do the best.
Well, somebody spoke worse than me then.
So Rodrigo Bentancur.
Yeah. Oh, I got the pronunciation wrong.
And Dejan
Kulusevski. That one's easy. That one rolls off the tongue. Dejan Kulusevski. That's a cool name. I quite like that. Would change my name to that. Rodrigo, not so much.
Thank you. That's good.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Graham Norton has been named the nation's favourite chat show host.
Do you know what? I like him. I think he's really good.
I was watching some Graham Norton the other day because I was looking at interviews with Ricky Gervais, like you do, if you're a big Ricky Gervais fan. And there was loads of him on the Graham Norton show. And Graham Norton, the best compliment I can give Graham Norton is he lets the interviewee be the star.
Yes,
100%. There's so many other people, and there's so many people that are quite obvious people that you can think of, that when they're doing the interview, they're trying to be the star of the show. Yeah. And the way to do it, Jimmy Fallon does this in America. It's much better when you don't try and be the star of the show. Jimmy Fallon's brilliant at it. He lets the person that's coming on be the star, and even if it's an unknown, he lets them be the star of the show.
Whereas, and I like the guy that I'm just about to mention, but he's not as good at it. James Corden tries to be a little bit more of the star of the show.
Yeah.
And doesn't give his, you know. So,
I think that's so true, and I think it's important. And Graham Norton, that's why he's been named the nation's favourite chat show host, because he's just there and he's got all these Hollywood stars. And the Ricky Gervais thing is brilliant. A lot of the Ricky Gervais stuff on Graham Norton, you just watch Ricky Gervais come alive, and Graham Norton's given him all of the airtime to do that and not interrupting him, and he's just there. He's really, really good TV
and,
presenter.
And when you think of where he started, like, you know, so many years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe in his early career might have been considered a little bit of a joke and stuff like that. He's gone right to the top, hasn't he?
He's out-talked chat show royalty like Michael Parkinson, Jonathan Ross as well, to win the title. The study also revealed the most memorable chat show moments of all time, although most hosts would prefer to forget them. Number one was Rod Hole and Emu attacking Michael Parkinson. I still remember that.
I do remember that.
Remember that from back in the day. Do you know who Emu is, Tom?
No, I don't have a clue.
Excellent. You don't know who Rod Hull and Emu are?
You make me feel so old. I mean, and off air, you just told me something that made me feel ridiculously old, which we'll get to.
That's my favourite fact ever.
The one that my mum said?
Yes. Yeah, you can tell it. You can share it with the class. Share it with the class.
So Tom just said, oh, my mum texted me something random. She said, when Scott was picking up his Brit Award.
So on this day.
Oh, my God! Tom was growing in his mum's belly.
Yeah, she just randomly texted me that today, out of nowhere.
Do you know how old
that's
that
awful,
makes
isn't it?
Enjoy.
The guy that refuses to now make me tea wasn't even born.
When you were picking up your Brit Award.
Yeah, and your mum was probably watching the Brit Award, me saying that, and you were just...
Yeah, being like, who are these guys with Queen?
I don't know. She would have said, oh, there's legends with legends.
Yeah. You hope that's what she said.
That one.
Yeah, there's loads of these chat show moments of all time. There's a couple on there that I remember. Tom Cruise, I Love Katie, the sofa outburst on Oprah. That was a big one. Grace Jones with Russell Harty. That was like before my time, but I've definitely seen the videos of that. Jonathan Ross asking David Cameron things about Margaret Thatcher that were a little bit risky.
Yes.
That was interesting. Oprah giving away cars to the studio audience on an Oprah show once. Imagine turning up to watch Oprah, just to watch it, and you go and sit in and watch it, and then they go, right, studio audience, you've all won a car.
Do you know what, this happens a lot on, I really like the Ellen show.
Yeah.
She's fantastic, and she's one, much like Graham Norton, that actually doesn't make it about her. She's very good at doing it, but she gives away some amazing things to her audience.
I was really lucky when I went to New York. I got in to see David Letterman.
Brilliant.
And I watched David Letterman, and it was an incredible thing to do because you're in New York. I'd seen this show loads in the UK, which is on various channels in the UK, but I'm actually sitting in the Ed Sullivan Theatre in New York watching David Letterman. And the weird thing was, because it's such an iconic stage where he is with the New York skyline behind him, and we watched the whole show, which was amazing. Some of the guests, Kiss, the rock band Kiss, were on there. It was the day after Tony Blair was on there as a guest while he was the Prime Minister of the UK. And they got loads of UK people that were watching it to go on stage and talk to Tony Blair. And we were like a day afterwards, because you don't know who the guests are in the audience. You sit there, you don't know who's coming on. And then I left my phone in there, my mobile phone. I got out into New York and I took pictures and everything. And I got out into New York and I realised I'd left my phone. And I was like, oh, where's my phone? So we went back in and we couldn't get in. There was a security guard at the side door. And I was like, mate, I'm from England. I'm not coming back again, but my phone, I need my phone. And he said, right. He said, don't tell anyone. Come with me. Follow me. And he walked me into the Ed Sullivan at the back of the stage door. I walked onto the set where David Letterman sat on the desk, got a picture. I found my phone where I was sitting. Got a picture of me and Karen sitting at his desk.
Oh, wow.
Which was the most incredible thing. The guy that, the orchestra guy, I can't remember his name, but the guy that conducts the orchestra, he'd just released a book. I got a book signed by him with a picture of me getting the book off him signed. Went on a sightseeing bus in New York that night, lost my phone.
No, you are kidding
And I still haven't got the pictures.
Oh, my.
And it was before all the clouds, so I have no... It's gone. It's just a distant memory now in my head.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute. Yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
I've got a new gadget.
It's so good.
It was like two children playing with something. And you were very animated a second ago, Scott. Were you pressing
the buttons? Just because I'm so happy.
I can't explain how good it is.
Give us a blast of it then.
What do you want? It's like a box of all our different sound effects, but not using any of the radio station's equipment, which doesn't work. So it's our own box that we bought, and it's got all our sound effects on it.
Oh my god!
So I can just hit anything.
That's good.
If you do a big news story that is dramatic, I've got all the sound effects
to
do that.
Good.
All the sound effects.
You know what? I must offer you both an apology because I was laughing to myself when I seen that you were playing with it a second ago.
Yeah.
And Scott were getting animated, and I was like, oh my god.
It's just an explosion whenever I want one.
Bit of Boris.
I've got some Boris on there.
Contact tasting, tracing.
Sounds like me reading the news.
Yeah, I've got all of them.
What even is it?
Dream Radio. Got the horn.
Oh my god!
It's got explosions, glass smashing. Got a harp. Never know.
Oh, that's nice.
Dramatic. That's for later when Scott tells one of his. Hey. Yeah, we are. Coming up later on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant, isn't it?
What a way to bridge between the beginning of the week and the end of the week.
This is like being at Radio 1, I think.
Yeah, no, I think they get excited about having to buy their own equipment.
When they buy their own equipment to make their show sound good, I think that's how they feel as well.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Title Fight is on as well, and we continue to take your votes on that as well. In Chris's Corner. It's all gone off. It doesn't work. None of that works. Title Fight's coming up, though, in Chris's Corner. I want you back. Yeah, that do do. I want you back. Ooh, baby. I want you back. Doo doo. No one's noticing. Doo-doo, I want you back. Ooh, doo doo. In Scott's Corner.
Can't hurry, love. No, you just
keep
have
singing.
To wait.
If you want to hear this, vote for Scott on the text thing. And if you want to hear the other song. I want you back.
I want you back.
Vote for Chris. Put the word Chris. It's just like, right, this is easier. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
This is much easier.
Na, 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 na. Trying to live without your love.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.